Hi, ladies. I'm hoping this works. This is part two. So I've just gone into Powerful Women Aligned, our community group, and discussed part one. And here I wanted to just elaborate and go a little bit further into responding and completing your stress cycle. Okay, so if you haven't seen part one, go back and watch that first. Or hopefully, if my technical skills are with me today, this may even just be a constant run through and play, and you'll have already watched the first part. We'll see. So, part two. It's really important to understand, and this is one of the first lessons they teach you in physical therapy, is how our body stores stress inside our cells, changes the way our cells are responding and reacting in our body. And that is why over time, stress causes diseases, and over a longer amount of time can eventually lead to death. So I really want you to just think for a minute and appreciate that if we do not get up and act and help ourselves, and we keep sitting in a place of not victimhood, but making excuses for ourselves, we are allowing ourselves to keep continually getting ill. Now, your symptoms start off small, they gradually get worse over time. You do not want that for yourself, okay? So completing your stress cycles at every time and every point when this happens is incredibly important. Now, how can you do that? Now, I explained physical exercise, great. Physical activity, your body proving to your mind that you are still alive. However, you might be listening to that and thinking, well, you know, I'm still going through all this stress and hurt and pain, but I am getting up and going to work and coming home and still feeling depressed. Like, I'm physically getting up out of my bed and getting changed and going to work. So how does moving and tapping my body and getting some fresh air, how does that prove to my brain that I'm alive? Because clearly me getting up and going to work shows I'm alive, does it not? Because that was the first thought that came to my head. And the point is, I may have been doing those actions, but they were subconscious actions already learnt. And we do live in a state of limbo and autopilot. Autopilot really is very powerful for our brains, because otherwise we would die very quickly. We need to have habits on autopilot, because our body would exhaust itself constantly having to think about how I need to pick up that pen. So it does it automatically without me having to think about it. Those activities and getting on with your life and carrying on with your life in surviving mode, as it were, does not mean you are consciously aware of your hurt, your pain, your stress cycle, and what you need to prove to your mind and your body. So again, this always comes back down to awareness. Once you start holding your heart, proving to your mind that you are safe, and you are doing those physical practices because of your stress cycle, you are bringing that to your conscious mind, okay? Getting yourself out of autopilot. Okay, now, the other key benefit to making sure that you are proving to yourself that you're safe is if you keep reacting. And as sometimes when we talk with each other, we can describe it as feeling out of balance. One minute we're down here on the scale. One minute we're up here on the scale. One minute we're overly happy and feel like we're making great progress. The next minute we are down and realize we haven't moved on at all, and we go in the complete opposite direction, feeling out of balance. That is because we're still in a reactive state, because we are not trusting ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. So the whole part of proving that you're safe and that you are alive is that you can trust yourself to take care of you and do what you need to do to make that happen. Okay, every single time we avoid doing that and we sit in a place of reaction, we're feeding the beast of not trusting ourselves. And if we have no trust, we have no self-confidence. Okay. Now, other ways that you can release it. Now, the 42 somatic healing exercises that I've released in the somatic tools section in here has amazing list of ideas and things that you can try for yourself. I really like the adult tantrum as one way of getting it out of your body. Crying is a positive thing. We should be doing it all the time, allowing ourselves and planning time to cry. It might sound ridiculous, but I started planning time for myself to cry. As a mum, I had to plan that time because I didn't want Thomas to see it. So I would have to make sure I was having a bath time or something where I could just allow myself to go there and release. Breathing, deep breathing, social interaction, having one really good relationship in your life can do absolute wonders. And I think sometimes we often feel pressure to want to have lots of different relationships, but you really don't need many for you to just be able to walk away from that coffee and cake and had a great hour and a laugh and a chat with someone who's on the same level as you. And honestly, quite honestly, if you're in a place in your life where you feel completely alone and isolated and you don't even have one person you can do that with, I've been in that place. I understand that place and I hear you. So what can you do to change that? Because you are going to continue staying in that isolated state if you do not go and join a book club or do something or make a connection or just make a suggestion to go out and have cake with someone. You know, so what can you do to change that for yourself? If you love reading and you love learning, because I know many of you in here do, you are here to learn. You may love a book club. A book club, maybe a local book club, for example, could be something that you could do for yourself. We could even start one, meet up at a cafe. You know, it's, you just have to put the suggestion out there, put the suggestion out to the world, and don't worry if nothing comes back and you get complete silence. Okay, we want to work on that fear of rejection. The only way to work on that is just to keep putting the ideas out there. Okay. Affection and self-expression. So affection, kisses, cuddles, sex. Okay. Great if you're in a relationship. Not so great if you're single. Now, again, I completely relate to years of singledom and not being able to have affection in that way in my life. So ladies, masturbation. We're going to talk about this. It can literally save your life and free your body from disease. We do not take responsibility for our sexuality enough. And I wanted to address this in case any of you feel that you've felt quite depressed for some time and you believe that your libido is shot. Dead, you're not feeling it. When you feel heartache and loneliness, it's very hard to feel attractive and sexy, and it's easier, quite frankly, to just forget about it as even a thing that exists. I've been there too. However, self-love and masturbation go hand in hand. It wakes up all of those happy chemicals and oxytocin. It will flood your system every time you have an orgasm. And your body, again, every single time you do that, proves to your brain that you are not dead and that you are alive and kicking. And it's our responsibility to keep our libido up, even if we're single. So, number one piece of advice, ladies, Do it often and be proud of doing it. Enjoy yourself, show yourself love in that way if you know you want to. I also watched an amazing TED talk once. Now I wish I remembered who it was. I've tried to find it for today's video, but I can't for the life of me find it. However, this woman masturbated multiple times a day and believes that she healed herself from cancer. She was told that she had ovarian cancer, that it was quite serious, and it was at already quite a level, a stage 2 or 3. I can't remember now exactly. And rather than choosing drugs, she flooded her own system with orgasms. And it was one of the most interesting TED Talks that I've ever watched. Okay, so let's do it. Drawing, music, dancing, anything that helps you express yourself, writing, poetry. How are you expressing yourself? How do you like to do it? Do you even know? Okay. All of those things that you do for yourself will help prove that you are alive, but you've got to put in the effort and do those things. It's too easy and comfortable to just stay in that pattern of behavior that is causing you to stay stuck and to feel that you have no self-belief. Because whilst you might want to do this activity, you end up choosing the telly or choosing something that doesn't help you connect with yourself to move or to feel better. And in the end, you're going to wake up the next day and you're going to feel even more rubbish and down because you didn't do the thing you wanted to do. That cycle we need to get ourselves out of. And again, that's a reactive place. We don't think it is because we're being passive in our behaviors, but it's still reacting rather than doing and responding. Okay, so we've got to help ourselves get into a responding place. So I hope those tips and those ideas for how you can help prove to your mind, your brain, that you are still alive helps. And I will see you again soon. Take care, ladies. Bye.